For joining us, I'm Katie Weaver.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden arrived in Washington, D.C. Tuesday, ready to take power as the nation reels from the coronavirus pandemic and soaring unemployment. His first stop in the nation's capital was a memorial for the lives taken by the COVID-19 pandemic. He called on all Americans to remember those lost to the coronavirus and begin to heal. Vice President-elect Kamala Harris emphasized a similar note of unity. While Americans have been grieving alone for most of the pandemic, Harris said, quote, "Tonight we grieve and begin healing together." The remembrance ceremony was held at the Lincoln Memorial's reflecting pool, which was lit up with 400 lights in honor of the 400,000 Americans who have died from the coronavirus. President Donald Trump is offering rare, kind words to his successor in a farewell video on his final day in office. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president acknowledges he'll hand over powers tomorrow to a new administration.
We extend our best wishes.
He never said Joe Biden's name in a 20-minute video released shortly after Biden arrived outside Washington, instead touting his own administration's achievements.
Nobody thought we could even come close.
The president will skip tomorrow's inauguration and instead fly to Florida in the morning. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell claimed Tuesday that outgoing President Trump provoked thousands of his supporters at the U.S. Capitol riot on January 6th. The attack was a futile effort to block Congress from certifying President-elect Biden's November election victory. McConnell said the mob was fed lies.